Swing low. Swing low. Give me some, baby. Swing low. Come on. Swing low. Hey. Swing low. Ah. Swing low. Ah. Come on, Lord. And every day I wake, I gotta thank him for my life. And even though it's hard, I know I make mistakes. I give it everything it takes just to make it right. This is Satan's land, understand the plan. Y'all, Jesus coming back with a furious mind. Better praise every day, hurry, get on the job. Glory to the King, that's my name. Talk to him. Come on, Yolanda. Talk to him. He coming back, baby. It is. I need to come on the end like Diddy. Take that, take that. In the name of the Lord. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, take that, take that. This is Bad Boy. Donovan Larry, Martin Van House, Bone Thugs and Harmony right there, Yolanda Adams. Order my steps to your word, the Lord.
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Turn me up, son.
And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up.
With Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Oh, yes. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And, of course, y'all know what time it is. It is time for hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry. Hit the follow button on the hashtag and hit the follow button on I Am No Limit Larry on Instagram. Today's hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by the Great Classic After Party going down tomorrow. Live in Studio Movie Grill in the Epicenter, 210 East Trade Street. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful after party. Shout out to Herb and Felicia Gray. The Great Classic After Party going down tomorrow. More details, log on to power98fm.com. Larry is mad today at everybody, at everybody who watched this video of this 12-year-old girl getting a whooping by her daddy. I'm mad at all y'all who is mad at him for whooping his daughter. Oh, it was too excessive. He did too much. He didn't have to whoop that little girl like that. Listen. That's a daddy, number one, in his daughter's life. Number two, they said he caught her doing the do in his house. He didn't beat her with a shoe. He didn't beat her with a switch. He whooped that little girl. But he gave her a whooping. If this new generation don't know what a whooping look like, everybody need to post this video so they can see what a real live 2019 ass whooping look like, because he whooped her ice. He whooped her. And it wasn't nothing but a good old fashion whooping with a belt. He whooped her with a belt. He took his belt off and he whooped her. Now, if all y'all who got mad at him for whooping his child in their home was whooping your kid in your home, some of these problems we having today, we wouldn't have them. I guarantee you we wouldn't have them. You wouldn't have people out here jumping on old folk, talking back to old folk. You wouldn't have people in the mall with the pants hanging all the way down to their ankle. Because if they got their ass whooped like she got her ass whooped with that belt, listen, we have a whole generation of yes sirs and no ma'ams. Y'all don't be mad at that daddy for being a daddy. Y'all always talking about, we ain't got no daddy in life. We need some positive male role. Well, he gave a positive male role model and positive reinforcement. And everybody talking about he should have put it in timeout. You need to take your ass to timeout. I'm done. Hashtag Larry Mad. Coming up next, our other hashtag. Hashtag MH Great Debate. And if you ain't seen the video, go Google the video and post it on your page and tell your children, if you act up like this, you gonna get your ass whooped like this. I'm gonna send it to my daughters right now. Power 98.
Come over here, let me speak to you, baby. Talk to your body and teach you my language. I know you used to these women as timid. See what I want, then...
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 16 and 10 minutes out to 6 o'clock, and y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, and today we want to know, using the hashtag MHGreatDebate, which is also being brought to you by what? Our block party. It's going down tomorrow in Shelby, 809 Holly Oak Road. We got food, prizes, games, and special performances by L. Varner and PJ. They will be there, and it's completely free, presented to you by Healthy Blue North Carolina. All right, using the hashtag MH Great Debate, today we want to know, It's been Lion King week all week. And being that this is one of the most anticipated movies of 2019, will this Lion King live up to the hype? That's what we want to know.
Mm.
Will this Lion King movie live up to the hype? I hope so. Because the original set the bar. We're not comparing it to the original, but just with all the hype around this Lion King 2019 movie, do you think it will live up to the hype?
You think so?
I hope so.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You didn't want to be a hater.
I didn't
want
to be a hater. Today. I don't feel like hating it.
Jess?
Yes. Yes. Undeniably, I think it will live up to the hype and everything that it's saying. You've got A-plus talent. It ain't like they put C and D actors on this classic film. They put top-notch talent behind this film, and I think that it's going to pay off. I definitely think it's going to live up to the hype.
When you say live up to the hype, what I'm thinking about is, so I'm going to go like straight out of Compton. Did that live up to the hype? Meaning that did the new generation catch on to, you know, and take away from a movie something that they can hold on to? So when you say live up to the hype, that's what I'm thinking in my mind. Do I think this film will be a great film for the new generation who have not seen the first Lion King? And they'll talk about this Lion King like we talked about the first Lion King.
Mm.
I'm going to say no. I don't think they're going to come away with it like that. I don't think this new generation going to come away from and take away from this Lion King and be like, this is one of their movies that they're going to talk to their kids about. I'm going to say no. I don't think so. My opinion, I don't think so. I think the hype, it'll live up to the generational hype that we have. And like a lot of parents have been saying, I was more excited than my kids. My kids, they weren't that excited about it. So that's when you say live up to the hype, that's how I'm thinking. So I'm going to say no. How do we vote?
You vote on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, and at I Am Burpee. Or you can leave your vote on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry!
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's 636 here in the Queen City. 2 Chainz, Fed watching. Speaking of Feds watching, the first defendant in the racketeering case involving Tekashi 6ix9ine has been sentenced. His name is Jensel Butler. Jensel Butler. And he's received 5 years for his role in the case. It was a mandatory minimum for the crime of armed robbery. 6ix9ine reportedly filmed this whole robbery taking place, and it took place in New York. So that's the first defendant in that case to be sentenced. He's going to serve 5 years.
Mm, wow.
Fez watching.
They watching, baby. Be fresh when they watching. Like this young man was fresh. Let's get to this Cool Kid Friday.
It's Cool Kid Friday. Let's get it. CHARLO double TE got big things. Poppin'. Cool Kid Friday in the 98. Morning Madhouse got big things popping. Show up, show out, get turned, get tea cuss. We got big things popping. It's Prince Navarre rapping Cool Kid Friday, baby. Let's get big things popping.
We got big things popping. Big things popping. Big things popping. Big things popping.
Y'all know what we got. Big things popping. Power 98 WPEG. It's a Cool Kid Friday. And the cool kid we got in the building this morning goes by the name of Key Anthony Smith.
Yeah.
Y'all know him as the viral 11-year-old from Charlotte, North Carolina that shook Luke Kuechly out his cleats.
He
told Luke, I'm gone. Bye-bye.
He did.
So, Key Anthony, what was that moment like for you, man, when you was at the camp and you got to shake one of the greatest linebackers in Carolina history?
It was really fun, and I'm just glad I got the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, so take us through the camp. So what camp was it, and when was it?
It was like 2 weeks ago, and it was the Luke Kuechly and DJ Mark camp.
Okay.
Mm.
So after this happens, right, what does Luke say to you?
He was saying, like, I'm a great sport, and, like, glad I didn't, like, take it as any way when he had hit me.
Because he hit you the second time, right?
The second time.
Yeah.
Hit me.
What was that moment like for you when Luke Kuechly, the big 260-pound linebacker, hit you? Because we saw you fumble the ball.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And second down.
He looking at you like,
I put the man business out there like that, lad.
Hey.
Mentally, it was like a good moment and mm-hmm. fun, but physically, yeah, it hurt.
but the first, like on the first one, the one where you shook him on, like that one, mm-hmm. when you first got the ball, what was your thought process?
Mm-hmm. Do what I do.
Do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Do what I do. That's a baller right there, Larry. Do what I do.
How long have you been playing football?
Since I was either 3 or 4.
Wow.
And you're 11 now. You're 11 now. So who do you play for now, and what does your career look like now? Where can we see you play?
I play for the G-Top Sabres, and we mostly play at, like, West Charlotte, okay. Dollar Creek, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you do your thing on the field. So like the move you use on Luke Kuechly, is that one of the moves you use all the time, or like is that a go to move for you?
Yeah, it's probably a go to move for me.
It's like, it works.
It's like juke stick, spin move, bye. So do you play Madden too? Like do you play Madden?
Yes, I play Madden a lot.
And what is your team on Madden? Who you like to play with?
I like to play with Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers with the Green Bay. Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite NFL team? Not just on Madden, but
Packers.
Oh, it is.
You like the Packers? Okay, that's what's up.
So, what did you learn out there at the camp? You know, did you learn anything new out there at the camp?
Sportsmanship. And to get better with my cuts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So what are your friends? Because I've seen you on Good Morning America. I've seen you on a lot of like NFL Sports Network, ESPN. Mm-hmm. What are your friends saying to you now? Because you damn near famous.
Mm. Most of my friends are happy for me, and just like we were just making jokes about like my interviews and stuff. It was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. So when you get back on the field this season, a lot of people are gonna be gunning for you.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to say to those people that's going to be gunning for Key Anthony Smith this season?
Nothing.
Mm-mm. Just going to go out there and do what you do?
Mm-hmm.
What position do you play?
I play a lot. I play quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and corner.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite position to play? Because, I mean, that move you put on Luke Kuechly, that was a running back move. But what is your favorite position to play on the football?
Quarterback.
You like playing quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up.
We saw you out there on the field. What you doing in school? How is the school looking? And what school do you attend? And what's your favorite subject?
I attend Holland Mill Montessori School.
Okay.
And my favorite subject would have to be math.
Okay. Oh, dope. Dope.
Dope. Dope. When do y'all start playing again?
We have a game August 11, I believe.
August 11. Boy, you know everybody going to be at that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
What
they want to see what he gonna do out there.
What is where's the game gonna be at?
Mallet Creek.
Yeah. What time you said?
One.
Yeah. What time?
They said at 1 o'clock.
You don't know the
coach,
time. Yet.
Coach said at 1 o'clock.
Coach, 1 o'clock. Okay.
You got Luke Kuechly out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there was another person that you could take on the field, who would it be?
Anthony Barr.
Anthony Barr.
From the Vikings.
Yeah.
All right.
Shake them up.
So you got an Instagram? People can follow you on the gram?
Mm-hmm.
What's your Instagram, Anthony?
GTopUpNext9.
GTopUpNext9. The number 9 or spelled out?
The number 9. Or Katie's_Smith9.
All right.
And if you could tell Luke one thing right now, what would you tell him? Anything that you want to, you could tell him.
Never go over against me again.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We about to turn the lights on Burpee Stalks. All right, Burpee, let's do it.
The them thoughts. Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Larry. Everybody uses social media today. Everybody. Just about everybody. The majority of people. My kids even use social media. YouTube. My oldest daughter, I just found out she got a secret Instagram account that she said she accidentally created. How you accidentally create a whole Instagram account that asks you 22 questions before your account even go live? But they use social media so much, my kids talk in text, Larry, to everybody. Jessica, to everybody. And it made me so mad. I was at my parents' house yesterday. And baby Burpette, the little one, she was over there having a ball, playing with my nephew. They tickling each other, but she didn't laugh when she got tickled. She just yelled out, LOL. I said, why are you yelling out? She said, my nephew's over there. He said, oh, Kiri. She said, LOL. With a straight look on her face. I'm like, baby, what are you doing? Stop talking like that. You watch too much YouTube. Y'all getting out of it. Stop talking like that. She looked at me. She said, okay, Dad, sheesh, SMH. What? Don't SMH me. Don't talk to me like that. She was walking to the room. You know how when you mad at your parents and you got in trouble, you would talk under your breath when you walking away from her. I heard her. Her whispering skills are terrible. She was walking away from me, but she walked by one of her sisters. She said, Daddy's in there mad. You might not want to go. I tried to talk to him, but whatevs. I said, whatevs? Who are you talking to, little girl? You are 7 years old. Don't talk in text to me.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Chris Brown, No Goddess, along with Big Drake on there. Drake representing on there. High today is going to be right there, 96, 75 degrees as you leave out the house, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. And it's that time of the morning where we spread some of this, sprinkle some of this positivity in a negative world. You doing something good, we want to hear about it. Your homeboy doing something good, we want to hear about it. Your kids doing something good, we want to hear about it. Your kids doing well, your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Yes.
All right. Let's go, man. Let's see who's shining this morning. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. It's Chico Holland. I just want to let God shine and my recruiter, because 30 minutes before I got off of my shift, the leader of our department came up to me with a job offer, another position. So I'm just thankful and blessed. And shout out to my baby daddy.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Yo, this your boy Josh Kelly coming out of Belmont on my way to work. Just want to give a shout out to myself. Started my new job. This is my second full week. Hey, things are looking up, baby. Let's go.
Good morning. You on with the plug. Who you letting shine? I say good. Okay.
All right. I'm going back to this video that I watched yesterday it again this morning. I want to let that daddy in the video shine. I'm reading some of these comments on this video. It's obvious a lot of people, you just didn't get no whooping. To me, this ain't nothing but a regular old belt whooping. He whooped his little daughter with a belt. That's all.
And you know, earlier I said the only thing wrong with the video was that it was recorded. I take that back. All the dumb stuff that y'all watch on social media now, and people are upset about this because somebody recorded it, I ain't mad. Set the example.
If you want to know the video we're talking about, go to my Instagram page. It's posted on there, as well as it's my Larry Mad for the morning. Hashtag Larry Mad. Go hit that hashtag and you'll find the video. But yeah, my Instagram page, I am No Limit Larry. You can go check out the video. But I'm just reading some of the comments. It's just, they're just astounding. They're astounding, Burpee. They are astounding. Y'all got anybody y'all need to let shine? I want to let I got some people I need to let shine. Team True Blue, they got their big weekend kicking off today. And they got the free softball game tomorrow going down at Tekasegi Park from 2 p.m. until the Boulevard Homes Little Rock Reunion. Let them shine. Everybody this weekend, man. Y'all do y'all thing. And everybody coming to our block party, y'all shining too.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
All right, coming up, you know Miss Jessica's got it for you. She's got the Nose and Neighbor News on the way. Your chance to win tickets is about 98.
No limit, Larry.
Start your day off right with Bojangles Sausage, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit. For a limited time, you can get two.
On Nosy Neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, July 19th. Being brought to you by Erykah Badu and Goody Mob. Keep listening to Power 98 for your chance to see Erykah Badu and Goody Mob featuring CeeLo Green live at the Bojangles Coliseum on Friday, October 4th. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. According to his lawyer, R. Kelly fears for his life. The singer thinks that inmates don't take too kindly to people who've committed crimes against children. So he is in solitary confinement instead of Gen Pop, where he feels a lot safer. Kelly's lawyers are also concerned because the singer can't read or write, and he has no one to help him fill out his commissary list forms or anything like that. He also doesn't have access to television, the internet, and he can also talk, he can only talk on the phone for 15 minutes per month. Rihanna's Fenty Beauty line is facing some legal troubles. The makeup line is being sued for discrimination against the visually impaired. An LA woman claims that the website for Fenty Beauty does not include special software for those needing extra help to make a purchase. The woman says that this is intentional discrimination. Keke Palmer has been co-hosting Strahan and Sarah all summer along Michael Strahan, and the co-host is out on maternity leave. Fans are loving her, so much so that execs are trying to figure out how to make Keke Palmer a permanent part of the Good Morning America family. Looks like Eddie Murphy is headed to Netflix, and he is securing the bag. Word is the comedian is itching to get back on stage to perform stand-up comedy, and he is in talks with the streaming service for an undisclosed number of comedy specials. Now, how much are we talking for these specials? Word is negotiations right now are right at $70 million.
You deserve it.
Add Video Vixen to Jordan Wood's resume. She is the leading lady in Rick Ross's newest music video. The two met while filming an episode of VH1's Hip Hop Squares. While backstage, Rose was talking to her mom and learned that Jordan's father was a huge fan of his music. So Rick offered Jordan the role as a way to pay homage to her father. Jordan's father, John Wood, passed away in January of 2017 after losing his battle with cancer. Happy birthday to Trey Byers and Little Miss Riley Curry. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News. All you got to do is tell us the station that's putting you in the building.
Power 98, hey.
You better believe it, hey. And, of course, Burpee is about to go out on the streets, and we're going to drop the coordinates where Burpee is in about 10 minutes right before we go into the Live in the Kitchen mix, and you got to go find them. We're going to give you the latitude and longitude. But, Miss Jessica, you was talking in the Nose and Neighbor News. You were saying something about R. Kelly.
Yeah, so, you know, R. Kelly is behind bars, and he's scared because he thinks that the inmates don't really do other inmates that have committed crimes against children. So he's choosing to be in solitary confinement instead of Gen Pop. And his lawyers are also concerned because he can't read or write, which means he can't fill out the paperwork for his commissary list. He has no access to television, internet, and he can only stay on the phone for 15 minutes per month.
Wow. And that's funny because earlier this week, I think on Monday, Burpee had R. Kelly's new single called I'm Innocent. If you missed it, check it out.
Population.
I guess they listened. They didn't
they
put him in jail.
Like
yeah.
I'd rather you throw me under the jail. Ooh.
Not the ooh. Ooh. Not the ooh. Ooh. No, Larry and the boy, the bad house, man. Let's find out what's popping for the weekend, baby.
Oh my God.
This was popping tonight. You already know it's going down at $2 Fridays at the White House. DJ Butterfingers B-Note's going to be invading that thing tonight. Admission is $2 just till 11 o'clock. They got $2 drink specials. Shine time. Tonight, it is definitely going down. And then tomorrow, you already know we got it going on. It is the Boulevard Homes Little Rock reunion weekend. They got the free softball game, cookout pull-up going down from 2 p.m. until at Tucker C.G. Park. And then on Sunday, they got the Little Rock Boulevard Homes reunion basketball game going down from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 530 West 32nd Street at Eat Academy. That's what's popping for the weekend, baby. What you got?
You know what it is. Tomorrow, we need all of Madhouse Nation to head on down to Shell Town. Talking about Shelby, it's our Power 98 summer block party. It is absolutely free for the entire family. Casino Mel, Ro Wilson, Michi Balboa, PJ, and L. Varner. All there free, performing live for you along with free food, prizes, and games. Is going down at Holly Oak Park. That's 809 Holly Oak Road in Shelby. For more information, log on.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We got a special guest in the Madhouse this Friday. Who we got, Miss Jessica?
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you all to give a round of applause for Miss North Carolina, Alexandra Badgett.
What up, Miss Alex? Miss Alex Badgett.
She is here, newly crowned.
Yes.
From Denver, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations. Denver.
From little old Denver.
Yes, little old Denver, y'all.
Well, that's what's up. I know your daddy and your uncle.
Yes.
I know both of them.
The Badgetts.
I know both of them. And it's an honor and a pleasure to have you here today. So what was it like when you found out you won?
I think I went through every emotion. It was a lot of mixed feelings. I was very overwhelmed at first, just blessed for the opportunity. I remember looking at Laura Matrazzo, who was our outgoing Miss North Carolina, and I kept looking at her like, oh my goodness, that's Ash says Miss North Carolina. Oh my goodness. And then I almost cried. And then they gave me car keys. And then I got excited again.
Car keys.
I know, yes. So I get a sponsored car throughout my year so that I don't have to put miles on my little Ruby. So our car sponsors, Dunn Benson Ford. Mm. So shout out to them for my new baby Luna that I'll be able to use throughout my year.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So I was excited, finally got the crown on, and then after crowning, they sit me down and they kind of had that conversation with me about next steps, and I was talking about education and how I was $22,000 in debt, and she looked at me and said, oh, baby girl, you're not in debt anymore.
Wow.
And that is the moment that I will remember for a life.
Yeah, I would have cried right there.
Yeah,
hello.
That was it.
Look at God.
That
look
was
at
it.
God.
Yep.
He knew I needed this.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't call it infatuated, but I like read about the royal family and read all of the rules and things like that that they have to go through. It's so many things from how they have to eat, mm-hmm. how they have to dress for simple things, just like dinner. I was reading something. Dinner is a formal affair. You have to get dressed up simply for dinner. What are the rules that you have to follow as Miss North Carolina now?
So we do have some specific ones, like, of course, when it comes to alcohol and consuming alcoholic beverages, essentially the main thing is to keep your image and keep that clean cut image. So no matter who's looking at you, you can be that positive role model to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I think we have the small picky rules, you know, if you're ever taking a picture, you can't take a picture with somebody with a beverage in their hand, even if it's just water, just for the sake of what that could look like for people that aren't there. other things like that, they're not very strict on. I think for me, when I go places, I always try to still, you know, dress to a T and look mm-hmm. presentable. Even if it's a casual presentable, I don't ever want to go out. And then somebody see me and say, oh, my gosh, you're Miss North Carolina. Can I take a picture? And I'm like, oh, gosh, I am not on brand. Maybe tomorrow.
What about, like, with the crown? Do you know, like...
Crown, I think it just depends on the occasion when I think it's fitting. It's not like they say, oh, you can't wear it to this, you can't okay. wear it to that. And so we get to keep our crown. I've got it right here in my bag with me. So we don't really have specific rules about that either. We just kind of be respectful and assess the different situations and go from there.
Okay.
Yeah. They're all not right. too strict. No, they're not too that.
All right. So after you win.
Yes.
Next steps, you take the next steps, and I noticed that you named your car, your former car, and your new car.
Yes.
So, what is your former car, and what is your new car?
So, my former car is Ruby. She's a little Hyundai Sonata.
Okay, Ruby the Sonata.
Yes, Ruby, and she's red, Ruby red.
Okay.
There you go, there you have it. And then my new car is a Ford Fusion, and she's white, and so I went to Instagram to ask for suggestions. And we had a few good ones. Of course, they gave me Pearl, but I was like, Pearl's just a little too traditional.
Yeah.
And the Sweet Caroline, because I'm a Carolina girl. Hmm. And then somebody said Luna, like the moon. And I was like, ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
So my new baby, my Ford Fusion, is named Luna.
That's what's up.
Alex, right now, yes. we have Miss America,
yes.
who is black.
Yes.
Miss USA, who is black. Yes. Miss Teen USA, who is black. Yes. Miss North Carolina, who is black. How does it feel to hold that title and be a part of just this right now?
Yeah. Well, I will say it's truly an honor. I'm only the second African-American Miss North Carolina wow. of 82. So wow. I think in itself that speaks volumes. I'm also really big on the importance of representation. I'm a firm believer in the importance of being raised by a village. I think when I grew up, I had so many different female role models and female African-American role models that were invested in so many different fields. And they just kind of gave me that impression that I can do anything that I set my mind to.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to have African-American Miss North Carolina, Miss America, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA really shows little girls and even little boys, you know, that no matter what it is, that dream's attainable. You just got to put the work into it to get there.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we got more with Miss North Carolina. I want to know when we come back, who are some females that you look up to? And who was one of the most encouraging people in your life when we come back? Charlotte's Plug is powered out of gate.
No limit.
And it's another one of those conversations in the madhouse that don't need to make the radio. It's Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We are joined by Miss North Carolina, and welcome to the madhouse is all I can tell you. He probably won't go nowhere else and hear these
wonderful
types of
conversations in the madhouse.
You definitely don't have these types of conversations in the pageant.
No,
I don't think. I don't know what happens at a pageant, but I know it ain't these kind of conversations. So I asked you before we went to break, like, who are some of the women you looked up to?
Yeah, I have a list. If I like genuinely a list, I have to thank my mom for being willing and open to sharing me with so many people. Mm. I think she was one of those individuals that knew the strength in numbers and the power of empowered women, empowering women. And so I have to say that I think, like, my babysitter, Miss Orr, like, growing up, she was the one who kind of instilled patience in me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dance teacher, Miss Robin, she is the funniest and most sarcastic person I've met. And there'll be times I'll say something and my mom's like, oh, you've been with Miss Robin too long. So I think there's bits and pieces of everybody that has helped raise me that I still see in myself and just try to portray to be the best me that I can be. If I have to think of one particular person, then of course I have to say my mom, because yeah. without her, then I wouldn't be here today. And without her, I wouldn't know most of the people, you know, that she did introduce me to and was vulnerable enough to share me with.
Now, Miss North Carolina.
Yeah.
Up next.
Yeah.
Miss America.
Yes.
All right. What are you doing to get prepared for that pageant? And is there anything that you need to help get prepared for that pageant?
So right now, the cool thing about this year, and I say cool, I'm sure other people disagree, but we don't actually know when Miss America is going to be. So normally the date is already set. It's in September, and we know that, okay, we're turning over and getting prepared for that. But since it's kind of up in the air, the nicest thing has been being able to just be Miss North Carolina and just cater to the state the best that I can with the time that I do have. And so being able to go out, go to different appearances, meet with the people of North Carolina. We have some really awesome people in this state. Mm-hmm. And so just throughout my year, I would love to be able to interact with all of those individuals in that audience. In regards to me and what I need for Miss America, my social impact initiative is NINE, No Is Not Enough. So I'm dealing with sexual assault on college campuses and across the state of North Carolina, kind of taking a play on that anti-rape slogan, No Means No, and extending it further so that we can decrease sexual assault statistics but increasing reporting numbers. Wow. And so any opportunities like that, if there are anybody out there that you know can help me dip my toe and deep dive into being able to push that initiative, absolutely. We'll also be doing fundraisers for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. That's a huge partner with the Miss America organization. And just preparing for that. So, you know, I guess the biggest thing I would say is to follow me on social media, Miss America NC, and I'll be sure to be able to keep everybody updated with that progress and definitely keep in contact with you all so I can say these are my next steps and this is what I need from the community so North Carolina can go and win and come back home and bring that title home.
She gave a great answer. I see why she won.
Alexandria,
I love it.
Alexandria Badgett, Miss North Carolina, is live inside the madhouse. So, all right, we did all the politically correct stuff. So what your homegirl say when you won, though?
Right. That's what we really want to know.
Listen, it was the turn up so like? Awesome. So I didn't have my phone. We had to turn our phones in that Saturday morning, so I didn't have my phone all day. And so by the time we got to the end of the reception that night, I got back my phone. It was probably like 3:30 in the morning. I had about 675 follow requests on Instagram, wow. 500 messages. People were calling me everywhere. And that just that support is everything. My friends are now like, oh, we know a celebrity girl. Here we go. I had to reach out to them because I finally made my like personal page public for the sake of the follow requests. I didn't want to just sit here and deny everybody.
Yeah.
And I definitely wasn't going through each and every person. So I was like, just so y'all know, I'm about to make my page public. Like, if you want me to remove your tags, I completely understand, you let me know. And every single one of them were like, are you kidding? No.
Let me get the followers.
Let me go right, let me get my followers. So no, they have been so excited. And I think every time if I post something, I have a friend of mine, she will send me the same post that I just posted and be like, oh my gosh, I'm in tears again. My baby did it. So yeah, they're super supportive. So much fun. I just love them.
That's what's up. So do you have to watch like what you do with your friends? Of course you do. But like, are they receptive to that?
Oh, absolutely. And I would like to say that I'm not really what you would consider the pageant girl. I think everybody has a stereotypical image of what they think the pageant girl is. My hidden talent is how fast I can get home and change into my sweats and my sweatshirt and put on my bonnet and no makeup. Like, I love that. That's me, okay? So I think the reason I started this organization is because the values and the path that I saw in my life kind of balanced and was on the same level as what this organization had. So my lifestyle didn't really change that much because I was already walking in this pathway and my friends already knew that and were very supportive of that. Mm. So not much has changed besides my schedule being super busy and I'm not here in Charlotte anymore. So like my friends that I were here and was able to see all the time, I can't see them as much. But of course, they're very supportive and I think they know that this is a goal that I've worked towards for a really long time. And so just to see me accomplish that step and for all of us to be accomplishing our dreams and goals at this point in our life has been motivational for all of us.
How long have you been in the pageant, on the pageant circuit?
So I started competing as a teen in 2011. I competed for Miss North Carolina's Outstanding Teen, and I was first runner-up my first year, and then my second year I won. So I represented North Carolina in the teen program in 2012. And then I took a break. I really wanted to experience life. It's hard to be in this position and not really have life experience under your belt. How do you speak to things that you haven't lived?
Right.
So I waited until I turned 21 in my senior year of college at the University of South Carolina. I competed for South Carolina, Miss South Carolina, and was fourth runner-up. And I was like, nah, okay, I'm done hanging up my pageant shoes. Here we go. And something in me just said, you know, go back one more time. What's the one thing that you'll regret 10 years from now? And it was not trying to represent the state of North Carolina. Mm. And so I went back this past year, and all in God's plan, I'm now here.
That's what's up. Yeah. When you go out with your homegirls, they'd be like, hold up, Roy, they're coming through. Hold up.
No, seriously, they are like, this is North Carolina. We could be absolutely nowhere. We could be in the gas, like, anywhere. And if somebody's like, oh, hey, how y'all doing? They're like, oh, yeah, this is Miss North Carolina. And I'm like, hey,
stop this. Like, please stop.
So, yes, they are those friends, but I have to love them and just appreciate their support.
Yeah. All right, before we let you go, I just want to send a huge shout out to Tony Howard, yes, who is here. And Tony keeps me completely informed in this whole pageant world. Yeah, I don't know if you know, but like as you all are competing, Tony is there in the audience,
oh, yeah,
and he's on Facebook as he's in all this. He's
him
cheering and all of that kind of stuff. And I am watching these pageants through Tony, and he always connects us to the queens. So thank you so much for that, Tony. And if you all don't know, he's an awesome designer right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. A lot of you all, you South Mex Sabres, you all know the name. He was the art teacher over there for years. Just a phenomenal guy. So thank you for always connecting us here at Power 98 and what you do in the community.
Speaking of connecting, how can we connect with you, Miss North Carolina, on your social media?
Absolutely. Instagram, my public Instagram is Miss America NC. The personal is just at Alexandra Badgett. I keep it very simple. And it's the same on all platforms. So Facebook, Twitter, all those. I'm on all of them.
All right.
It is.
Coming up inside the Madhouse, we playing Black Smart. And we're going to be joined by Miss PJ. It's Power 98.
Live from Planet Fitness, Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WP.
Spot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Lola Malaria in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all already know our block party is going down tomorrow. Absolutely free. It's going to be crazy in Shelby. 809 Holyoke Park at Holyoke Road at Holyoke Park. And in the building. In the building.
Hey.
She's going to be hanging out with us tomorrow. It's Miss PJ.
Hey, PJ.
Hey, PJ. Hey, y'all,
what's up? We just seen you a couple weeks ago at BT Award. What's up, Lamar?
Nothing much. I'm happy to be here.
All right.
North Carolina, we own one right now, boy.
We up one. That's what I be saying.
So for people that are not familiar with who PJ is, tell us about yourself.
Okay, so I'm PJ. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina originally. And I started doing music like super early. And I got signed to Atlantic like a little bit ago. And I put out a project called Rare, and now I'm pushing Women's Call right now.
Okay.
All right, so how did you get discovered?
I got discovered as a writer first. So, like, I've written for, like, Meek Mill, Chris Brown, Fantasia. Just a lot of different people. That was, like, the first thing, and then I got signed probably, like, 3 years ago.
Mm. We're seeing more and more writers
come
to the forefront,
yeah.
Especially female. Female writers, you all are really represented. How do you enter into that writing world so that you do get recognized by the big names like Meek Mill and Fantasia and Chris Brown?
Well, you just gotta be, I feel like you just gotta be like good at what you do and like keep working hard, and then like people take notice. And then it was kind of like when I was writing the hooks or whatever, it's like, I don't know, people just be like, who is that, you know? And they're just like, oh, you should be an artist, which I always felt like, anyway, they just kind of like, you know, just gave me like the go ahead, so.
Now, so what was that feeling like when you realized that people were looking at you? They were like, okay, we got something right here. You might be headed in the right direction. What was that like when you just going through your mind? I'm like, oh my God, that's such and such. That label over there, they looking at me.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. It was definitely like nerve wracking, and I was nervous about it at first. But I feel like the first thing to me, like the most exciting part, was when I was just getting people to like record the hooks at first. Like the first time people was like taking the hooks and I was hearing like the version of it, that was crazy for me, too.
Mm.
And then just, like, even with Women's Call, like, people listen to the song, y'all playing it, that is crazy.
Yeah. So, you said you wrote for Meek Mill. A lot of people, when you talk about writing for a rapper, a lot of people say, well, they're not a real rapper if they got somebody writing for them. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like it's just hooks. I'm not talking about, like,
like a whole verse.
Yeah. Like,
Okay.
It's just hooks, just the verses. Because, you know, like, Ja Rule, you know, I don't know if he wrote, you know, like the stuff with Lil Mo. Like, I don't know if he wrote that or whatever, but I feel like he makes a singing part with a rapping part. It just, that sounds crazy. It's always been like a perfect combination. Like, some of the best songs ever is like that. So I feel like you shouldn't.
Who do you want to work with now?
I want to work with Drake. I want to work with DaBaby. I want to work with Missy. I want to work with, it's a lot of people I want to work with.
Yeah.
Just as me as an artist, you know, because I just think that's dope. And I definitely want to work with Fantasia on the artist-to-artist level, too. And, actually, on my album, I want to get Fantasia, I want to get Casey and JoJo, I want, like, all that
North
stuff.
Carolina. North Carolina. Vibe,
and,
you
know, and J. Cole, of course. You know.
Yeah. Missy was just inducted, the first female rapper to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. When you first started, Is that a goal, or is the goal just to be, I want to be an artist, or I want to be a writer? Do you think in your head, I want to go into the Hall of Fame for doing this?
I want to go to Hall of Fame for everything. Like, artists, writing, everything I want to be. But, yeah, it's definitely, like, a goal to, like, achieve a certain level of success and get, like, the notification, the notoriety behind it. So,
So we see a lot of artists become successful, but they never really talk about the sacrifice that it takes to be in this music industry. Tell, like, two or three sacrifices you had to make to be in this industry.
I mean, one is, like, I don't see my family that often. Kind of just being like, because I live in LA, all my family is in North Carolina, and my dad is like in Atlanta, so that's part of it. And then just like, you go through like a lot of ups and downs like that. It's like, you can be up 1 minute and down. It's like, you know, the music business, they don't always pay you on time. So definitely
say that.
Yeah, they don't always pay you on time, so you definitely, there's a little bit of suffering. So yeah, I think just being by yourself, and then LA is a different type of city, you know, because I'm not from there. So, you know, people move a little different in LA, then they move in like North Carolina, you know, it's got different type of morals, but you know, I keep pushing and you know, I'm here, so I'm like, it feels good. Like, so
what
so
does keep you grounded while you're out there? Sorry,
I just feel like my family, just like my mom and my dad, like they had different, you know, like I feel like, because we're talking about the whipping thing or whatever, not necessarily just the discipline and just like the things that they installed on me, like at a young age, like how to treat people, and just like I've been. Since it's just now coming, like, later in my career, it's like I've had time to know, like, what's a good person and, like, how to treat people. So it's not like I'm 18. So.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's like, you know, I already have that instilled, so anything else.
What's up? Got the song One Missed Call. What is One Missed Call about?
One Missed Call is about me having intuition that my ex was cheating on me, which he was, and me catching him.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Let's check it out right now. Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. She will be performing live tomorrow at our block party. PJ is live inside the madhouse. Yes, he does. Yeah. He does. One Missed Call. Why you got to do the body roll while she right there? Oh, my God. It's powered out of here. Another Larry, the Water Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Butterfingers, you had a good question. What was your question, Butterfingers? Bullet Fingers.
Has your ex called you after he heard this song?
I don't know if he's heard it. He hasn't called me since I made it. He called me like the week I was making it, but I haven't heard from him.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. So he really ain't reached out. Say, this song about me, I need
90%. Oh, he whack. Ain't nobody use no names. You ain't use no names. This song is about you.
No, he knows. Like, I'm sure.
Negro, I hate you. Not the remix.
Please don't put Burpee on the remix.
Look, I'm good for about one hook, a hook or every 2 months.
And he gonna do that little funky body roll in the video.
No.
Hey, come on now. Tell him, PJ. Tell him.
You said it necessary, PJ? Necessary. You shot the video
Everybody
for this already?
Body roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You already shot the video?
A body roll.
You need a body roll?
I
Look, it's a green screen over there. Just throw me in the video anywhere. I don't care where it is.
With a random body roll.
She's looking out the window while it's raining. I'm right over her shoulder.
What
body
you
roll.
Do?
Body roll. Just like that.
The body
just
roll
like
is
that.
Classic. It
doesn't. It goes with everything. You can body roll to trap music, you know, gospel music,
I'm
country music.
Uh oh,
Hickle Jessica.
Body rolling in church sometimes.
Yeah.
In church.
Yeah. To the Lord. Body rolling for the Lord. You know what?
Jesus body rolls. Don't get it twisted. Jesus body rolls.
I have been to some sexy services before. I have.
You know what? I hate both of y'all. You said you already
You don't think Jesus body rolls, Larry? Huh? You don't think Jesus body rolls?
Nah, he ain't body roll.
Look, just go to church one time. Blessed assurance.
This little life.
Where did you shoot the video at?
We shot it in L.A. It's really dope. It's really colorful. I hit my little 8 count.
Okay, your little 8 count?
Slight, just a slight one, just a little bit. Just so you know I can do it.
Yeah.
Gotta let them
know.
That's about it.
Speaking of the video and performing, what can Madhouse Nation, everybody that's coming out tomorrow for the block party, expect? Because you're going to be out there performing.
It's going to be a party. Like, it's always like, I love performing. I love meeting new people. So it's definitely going to be fun. Like, you got to come out. You got to come out for sure.
All right. Tomorrow, noon until 2, Holyoke Park, 809 Holyoke Road in Shelby. Right about now, Miss Justice got your nosy neighbor recap.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, July 19th. This one's just coming down. Word is Love and Hip Hop personality Mendeecee's Harris is getting out of jail 3 years early. You know, back in 2015, he was sentenced to 8 years after he pled guilty to trafficking drugs. Mendeecee's has completed a substance abuse class. He's taken some other classes for health, nutrition, public speaking. So now he's going to be released in November of 2020. Good news for him.
Yeah, good news.
Shout out to Mendeecee's. Yeah. Let the black man out.
Let him free Mendeecee's.
The system is not made for us.
Well, Rihanna's Fenty Beauty line is facing some legal troubles. The makeup line is being sued for discrimination against the visually impaired. A Los Angeles woman claims the website for the beauty brand does not include special software for those needing extra help to make a purchase. She says that is intentional discrimination.
Mm.
And she is suing.
Wow.
I'm not going to speak on this.
I didn't even know they had software like that.
First of all, this is too easy. I'm not going to speak on this.
Maybe it's extra large. You know how you can make the font bigger? And maybe you can't do that? I don't know.
Why would you make the font bigger?
Because for people who are visually impaired, if it's bigger, it's easier for them to see.
Oh.
You never know that you can do that on a regular computer?
I ain't never heard of Braille makeup.
Yeah, okay. Kiki Palmer.
You forced him.
She's been co-hosting Strahan and Sarah all summer long, while the co-host Sarah is out on maternity leave, and the fans are loving her. So much so that the execs are trying to figure out how to make Kiki Palmer a permanent part of Good Morning America.
That's dope. Listen to what I'm about to tell y'all. If Kiki Palmer gets on Good Morning America, she probably would do not a nail another song. They make so much money on there.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Millions.
Yeah,
they do. Michael Strahan is set for life.
He makes $18 million a year from that alone.
Yeah, he's set for life.
I'm just so excited to see someone so young.
Right.
Someone that looks like me.
Right.
Someone that talks like me.
Right.
On that platform.
You know what, though?
You can't name anybody else that's right. like that
no,
on that
can't.
Platform.
But you know what, though? The Good Morning America, they love us on there. Like, you look when Michael Strahan got on, took over. Robin Roberts took over. Now Kiki Palmer for the younger generation. This is going to be huge, and they're going to make it happen. ABC going to make it happen.
Now, they're saying she's not going to replace the Sarah girl. She's
yeah.
not going to replace
they're
her.
Just gonna make it
it's
an
just
going
to be like an addition. They're trying yeah. to figure out how to do it.
Because I didn't even know who the other host was.
Because they need that younger end of the audience, and this is the way to bring it in. And Kiki, I think she deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie Murphy says that he wants to go back to doing some stand-up comedy, so he's teaming up with Netflix. They're discussing an undisclosed number of comedy specials, and they're discussing the bag, and right now negotiations are right around $70 million.
He deserve $100 million.
This isn't outlandish.
Oh no, not
because Dave Chappelle got 60.
Right.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer got 120.
120. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Hold on. Amy Schumer got what?
Like 112.
And negotiations for Eddie Murphy are at 70?
Yeah.
Listen.
That's ridiculous.
No, well, it's not ridiculous.
He's been away for a minute.
He's been away from stand up for 35 years. Hey. His last stand-up special was in 1989, I believe it was.
Right. He has been away from stand-up, but he has not been away from entertainment. He is still Eddie Murphy.
I mean, knowing Eddie, because Eddie negotiates most of his deals on his own, and he's a great negotiator. He's probably going to go in there and do a deal if I do this first one, I get to come back to the table and renegotiate.
Even with Chappelle walked away for, it was what, 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
But it was recent. It was current. People still watch.
Right,
they still watch the Chappelle show. With Eddie Murphy, he's the great. He's the GOAT. He's a legend. But he hasn't done stand-up since the 80s. This is completely different now than when he was doing stand-up.
So I think he's got to re-prove himself again. So
right.
I think it's not that high, though.
I think the Devils will get that high.
Yeah, I think they will.
I think they started at 70.
They started at 70. He's going to get a... He's coming back with a Hyundai.
Yeah, he's going to be 100. Happy birthday to Trey Byers and our very own North Carolina's Riley Curry. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. We got more with PJ. We come back, man. It's my favorite song. YK Osiris. You gotta be worth it. Give you the world.
Come on, Larry.
Oh, now, now. You gotta be worth it. Oh, now. Power 98. I will give you the world, baby girl. Baby girl, you just gotta be worthy. You just gotta be perfect.
You just gotta be worthy. What'd you say this time, Sawa?
This is it's the epitome of 2019 and these millennial kids. This song is aggressive love. You afraid, but you're in love at the same time. Stop yelling at me, but I like it.
Yeah. He looked like he had on the James from Good Times face. Yeah.
He likes you. You know that vein right here in the forehead was popping when he was singing this song.
PJ is still live inside the madhouse. She's going to be joining us tomorrow at our block party at Hollyoak Park in Shelby. Noon until 2, absolutely free. You like that YK Osiris song?
Yes, I love that song. I love it.
Burpee says it's a representation of 2019 love. Do you agree that love in 2019 is aggressive?
I feel like everything about, like, everything just heightened. Everything is, like, super extra. So, yeah, I feel it.
Would you like if a guy called you and said, I would give you the world, baby girl. You just got to be worth it.
Love it, but if he do it like that, he
gotta
back up.
That'd be so close.
I would give you the word. I
might still love on him, but you still don't love him, right?
Personal space, like the more, especially if you got that vein popping out.
Like, so sweet, but give me 50 feet.
Yeah. You know what this song sound like? You remember Baby Boy when Tyree said, "I love you, girl." You got so my son, and you probably gonna be my wife.
Probably gonna be. Listen, that move was so good.
Anger management first. You go to a therapist.
So good. PJ. Young in the game, what is your advice to young artists in the game right now?
I feel like you just gotta know who you are, and I don't know, and then you just gotta, like, you know, just believe in yourself, like, you know, 100 times over, and, you know, yeah, I feel like keep good people around you.
Yeah,
just a lot of craziness and a lot of crazy people, and you just wanna be protected, you know.
And to piggyback off of Larry's question, who has given you some of the best advice, like some of the big names, some of the artists, or just some people in the industry all together?
Actually, it wasn't personal, but one time I heard, like, before I got signed, because I was trying to get an internship in Nashville. I couldn't get one, so I went to this expo in L.A., and Bruno Mars was talking, and he was like, stuff really didn't start picking up and changing until he was just like, bump everybody, man. I'm just doing myself. And he was like, that's when everything started changing. So that was probably like the dopest advice. And then one more thing for ladies, I feel like you gotta stay focused on your dreams. Like these boys, these men, whoever you talking to or whatever, like, it's cool to be in love and all that, but don't let that sidetrack you from, like, you know.
Because they will give you the world, baby girl. Yeah. You just gotta be worth it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.